gentlemen, it is Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking?
Thank you.
Firefly.
We can keep that going for a day or two. It's a hound. WFMU. Ooh, that's some raunchy sound and echo. Il Bruce, right-hand man on my left there. What's going on?
Not much.
Ah, that was the Velvetones and a little Beetle Walk. We heard Travis Wammack and Firefly. Link Ray and the Black Widow, the Roving Gamblers with Do the Fly. And we open up with the Tune Rockers and Green Mosquito getting ready for that first fly of spring to land on my ashtray. Anyways, today we got more of the same. Gonna stomp it down a little, do the bite it, the camel walk, all those good things. State of the Vibe Report. And we're gearing down for next week, which is the beginning of the FMU Marathon, when we ask for your fun tickets to keep this thing going for another year. So get ready for that. In the meantime, I think what we need to do is shake it off a little bit. Do that Bama-lama thing one time. Hey, hey, simmer down.
Okay, hold it, hold it right there. Hold it. He's down in Alabama. I love my chicken, baby. Shouting mama lama. Well, 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 nobody's gonna tear them down. I'm 9 feet and 10 feet, we're going for the hill. I'm 9 feet left on a 10 feet of hill. 10 feet coming around and 9 feet spin. The feet fell out and his tongue stayed in. His cat says so. A bad little fella coming dying away. We were talking about your family with a violent shame. And say, your mother is working on the chain gang. She busts bricks now. She stood awake in the heart. Shouting at my lover. Well, 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 nobody's gonna set us down. The preacher and the deacon are praying one day. Along from a bear coming down that way. The preacher's on the deacon to say a prayer. Lord, a prayer won't kill it, bear. I got to make it, baby. Shout, never, never. I got to run for it. Well, 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 the water's gonna sit down.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
What's that on your head, babe? It couldn't be no hell. Hell from 10 feet off, you look just like
one of them grizzly bears.
You need a
bomb, bomb, bomb,
hairnet. Any old kind of
hairnet.
Some gold to buy a
hairnet.
Any old kind of
hairnet.
Any old thing just to put on your head. I'm afraid to touch your head, babe, for fear I might cut my hand. And your head is dirty like a pile of dust,
hot as frying pan.
You need a
bomb,
boom, boom.
Hand it, any old kind of
hand it.
Some gold to buy a
hand it.
Any old kind of
hand it.
Any old thing just to put on your head. Well, you ought to be ashamed, babe, for doing the way you do, do. You go around with your head a mess. You can't say that that ain't true. You need a
boom, ba boom, boom.
Hand it. Any old kind of
hand it.
Some gold to buy a
hand it.
Any old kind of
hand it.
Any old thing just to put on your head.
Boom, ba boom, boom.
Hand it.
Love me tenderly. What would you like to hear? Mama, mama, do you want to rumble with me?
I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Well, we gonna rock and roll tonight.
I like that.
Before I knew what had happened, my girl was gone. The boom-bop mouse sang Elvis the song you play around the world that went clickety-clack. You had me thinking I'd never get her back. Sing a hubba-dubba. Now if your girl has a mouth hole in her house, you better look out for that bebop mouth. You put her on the wheel that goes clickety-clack. Believe me, brother, you'll never get her back. The bebop mouse.
Basket and 10 pounds of jelly beans, and we'll have the sweetest time that you have ever seen. Oh, come and run away with me. Wee woo, I'll carry your books and keep you company. Wee woo, I'll make some soda pop and some ice cream too, and you'll do all the things that all the school kids do. Oh, come and run away with me. I'll carry your books and keep you company. Jelly beans, and you'll have the sweetest time that you have ever seen. Oh, pretty little schoolgirl, won't you come and run away with me? Wee woo, I'll carry your books and keep you company. Wee woo, I'll make a bag of Kool-Aid and some sugar too, and I'll make that Kool-Aid just as sweet as you. Oh, schoolgirl, won't you come and run away with me? Wee woo, you'll have the sweetest time that you have ever seen. Wee woo, pretty little sugar, won't you come and run away with me? Wee woo, pretty little sugar, won't you come and run away with me? Wee woo, you'll have the sweetest time that you have ever seen. Oh yeah, oh yeah, you with me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, that's the hound here, WFMU, East Orange. Now, if he was doing that to his guitar strings, what do you suppose he was going to do to the little schoolgirl when he got her? Bird Rollins from the great state of New Jersey here with Little Schoolgirl. We had the cellos and the bebop mouse. Jerry McCain in Trying to Please. The Five Peaks with You Need a Hairnet. Bunker Hill with Link Ray on guitar there with The Girl Can't Dance. Open up with Otis Redding and the Pine Toppers with Shout Bamalama. Anyway, we got things to announce here today. I see old Bruce scraping blood off of his neck of his guitar there. And you know what that means, folks? It means the A-Bones are playing tonight. Our own old Bruce, guitar star of the new generation of...
Yeah, kids, get here.
Too,
see the A-Bones,
people
okay?
Too lazy to learn how to play. They'll be at Tramps, 15th Street, tonight. What time is that, you think, friend?
I don't know. The two sets come to the later one. The first one always stinks with us.
Right. Remember, the first set stinks.
Actually, I got to pay the people at Tramps a compliment. It's the only club in New York where you can call up during a show and they'll give you a really realistic idea of when the band is going on. So give them a call and tell them I said it was okay.
Yeah. And the Rat Bastards will be over at the Strip on 14th Street.
Thanks, Gary.
Is there anything else going on tonight?
Chris, isn't that enough, Hound? Isn't that enough? Chris, where is the echo?
Thank you.
Isn't that enough, Hound?
Yeah, that's it. No. Because it's Chris Stamey will be playing over at Siberia. Now, we won't mention any names, but a certain member of a New York band, and I always thought this, you know, this made me like this band so much more when I found out that this fellow who was playing on a double bill with Chris Stamey went upstairs and urinated in Chris Stamey's guitar case. So I think that should set a national trend of wherever he goes, you can go out there and urinate in the fellow's guitar case.
Join the fun, folks.
Join the fun. And that's over at Siberia, 804 Washington Street.
His guitar case, I believe, will be in plastic. You may have to look for it, but it's got to be there somewhere.
Right. Anyway, we got any news here today? Well, you know, Divine bought it, and Joe Besser went. So these things happen in threes. I expect another fat, weird-looking person, entertainer, is going to go. What do you think, Dom DeLuise?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Should we have people vote on who they would like to see go?
Yeah, what fat bald guy you'd like to see go?
Ernest Borgnine?
No. Ernie's got to live forever, man.
Anyway, Rob Lowe has been in the news.
Yeah, him.
This is a great one. This is from page 6 of the Post yesterday. Seems Rob Lowe is on the set of a movie trying to pick up a girl. He says to this girl, oh.
So smooth. Listen to this,
yeah,
guys.
The girl says, well, I got a boyfriend. And he says, well, he won't know unless you tell him. And if you do tell him, he'll never believe you slept with Rob Lowe. Yeah, modest and talented too. But he's
animal logic,
and he's been seen around with that little Nazi from the Water Contragate hearings. What's her name?
Oh, Fawn Hall.
Fawn Hall. Really? Yeah, Farrah Fawn Hall, minor, major, whatever her name was. The post office has shot down the idea of an Elvis Presley stamp once again. The question we all must ask ourselves is, how much do we want to be seen licking the back of Elvis's head? Well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't really. I don't want to see an Elvis stamp because it would just be that much harder to hate the post office. Yeah. And I'm not having much trouble in that category.
Yeah, no, it's never been a problem for me either.
Yeah.
10009 is like the demilitarized zone of post office zip codes.
Man,
nothing gets delivered.
Yeah, the post office in my I can't even tell that joke. Forget it. It's a nightmare. Don't send any mail to my house. Just come over and slip it under the door. Anyway, send this next one out to everybody who came down last night to, where the hell was I DJing?
Under
the tunnel, in the basement of the tunnel. And so people stomp into this one, especially the scantily clad girls, most especially the one with the manacles on. There you go. Bite it one time with Screaming Jay.
One time now. Smell it. Smell it. Smell it. one time. Hit it. You're looking good. A big strong line. When I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back with a big strong turn and back to the mat. Hit top. You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, I want you to go two up and two back, double cross, come out of it with the rifleman. Hit top. Now when I say hit it, I want the big strong M, erase it and back to the mat. Hit it. Rock on, you're looking good. Now then, when I say hit it, it'll be tea time. I want the big, strong Cleveland box and back to the middle. Hit it. Crazy. Now, when I say hit it, I want the big, strong basketball with the Wilt Chamberlain hook. I want the big, strong Jackie Gleason and back to the Madison. Hit it. And away we go. Now then, when I say hit it, Birdland, when I say stop. Hit it. How about a little stiff leg there? You're looking good. Now when I say hit it, come out of the Birdland, back to the Madison. Hit it. Crazy. When I say hit it, go two up and two back, double cross and freeze. Hit it. And hold it right there.
didn't offend anybody.
Yeah, get around here. I'm driving WFMU. East Orange. With a big, strong bite it from Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Yeah, that one goes out to my favorite member of the class of 1999 at VCU.
Right. And, so nice we played it twice. Ray Brant in the Madison time. Bo Diddley doing the Crawdaddy. We heard the Ikeettes answering that musical question, One Hump or Two, with Camel Walk. Opened up with Screaming Jay and Bite It before that. Woo! We got any more news here today? Bring down the bongos, friends. Talking Gorilla begs for a baby. I'm glad the new owner of the Post knows what the readers like to hear. What are you doing back there, Nick? Oh, something just blew off the wall.
Yes.
You know what that sound was, folks? It was a picture of a giant deer with a 666 on its head that flew off the wall onto the turntable and demolished the record that was queued up. Take this deer, bring it out, and let a truck run over it.
Yeah, who killed Bambi?
Who killed that little Bambi? Anyway, we got a talking gorilla story, right? This is, you know, Coco, the cover girl gorilla who communicates through sign language, told her keeper she wants to be a mother. She keeps saying... Sounding good there, Il Bruce.
Yeah, just busted one. A brand new one, too.
Il Bruce.
Come to Tramps tonight, folks, and see me play guitar like I've never played before. You know what I mean?
With three strings. And, let's see, at the Film Forum tonight, Dennis Hopper starring... Is he here? Starring in Out of the Blue and Blue Velvet, two of his more amazing roles.
Yeah, Out of the Blue should not be recommended strongly enough, folks.
Subvert normality, man.
Yep.
Anyway... I know you're gonna like this one. This goes out to Andy.
So come along and won't you do, won't you do?
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yes, this is the Hound here, bringing you those immortal words. What's the word? Thunderbird. Where do you cop? The Beauty Shop. WFMU East Orange hit that one right on the nose. With Hal Page, that last thing was. We heard Little Ike with She Can Rock. The Royal Joker.
Nick, don't do that, Nick.
You touch that volume again, I'll kill you.
Sensitive marathon negotiations going on out there.
Right. Dirty laundry, folks. The Rhythmatics with Oomph Boomph. And we open up a Claude McCain and some Jambo. Somebody called and asked if that was Black Oak, Arkansas. We've sent a carrier pigeon to you with a bomb, friend. Anyways, things to renounce. Tomorrow night at Tramps, our old buddy Breakfast George. A man who will drop LSD at the drop of a hat.
Didn't Stern get in trouble for saying something like that?
No, he got in trouble because he went out and got drugs for his guests, something we wouldn't dream of doing here.
No, you have to bring your own.
We do that in our spare time. Not on the air. Oh, the A-Bones tonight at Tramps. Tramps should be paying me for this. Jeez. Do two Dennis Hopper flicks down at the Film Forum. Out of the Blue.
Also that documentary with the extremely apt title, Some Kind of Genius.
Some Kind, the kind we won't talk about. Out of the Blue and Blue Velvet tonight. Mm-hmm. Anything else to renounce? No. But you know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't done a blues hangover in weeks, and people have been calling about it. So now that we woke you all up, you can head to the toilet and puke with Mr. Billy Boy Arnold.
Right from the start, I did everything you said, but you fooled around. There's something turn your head, you got me wrong. You got me wrong that time, baby. I won't be wrong no more. And now you're big and fat, and you act like you love me, like a bulldog loves a cat. I came home late at night, as hungry as a bear. My dinner was never ready, you were never there. You got me wrong. Oh, you got me wrong. You got me wrong that time, baby. Don't be wrong no more. I saw you when it's time to pay the note. You told me that you loved me. I gave you all my dough. As soon as I got broke, you said I had to go. You got me wrong. Oh, you got me wrong. You got me wrong that time, baby. But I won't be wrong no more.
until I get enough honeybee, honeybee. Please come back to me. You got the best old honey, any honeybee I ever seen. I went down on the bayou, I just couldn't even see. I got so lonesome, thinking about my honeybee, honeybee, honeybee. You got the best old honey, any honeybee I ever seen.
just can't help myself. Well, she's little and low, she's little tough on the ground. Every time she kisses my love, I'm down. And wild, wild, baby, just wild, wild, baby. I'm wild, wild, baby, I just can't help myself. And I ain't afraid that I'm wild about my baby. Yes, I'm crazy about my baby. I'm wild about my baby, and I just can't help myself.
You find the hound, and I'm driving. A little blues hangover action there. Slim Harpo and Wild About My Baby. Here come Jimmy Rogers with Sloppy Drunk. Memphis Slim and Matt Guitar Murphy with Little Guitar, Cha-Cha-Cha. As Bob Quine pointed out, Matt Guitar Murphy played lead on many Chuck Berry records. Isn't that thrill ya? Left Hand Charlie and Honeybee opened up with Billy Boy Arnold and You Got Me Wrong. Anyways, we got a little more news there, Real Bruce.
Yeah, there's a couple of interesting items that sort of bubbled up out of the post here.
You might want to read them into the microphone.
I'm going to work on it. Pertaining to Dateline Chicago, a man who was charged yesterday with beating to death his 5-year-old stepson because the child was unable to recite the alphabet completely.
Yeah, he's never going to learn the alphabet now.
Yeah, well, it's...
Parents, that doesn't work. What you have to do is make the kid feel horribly guilty about it.
Yeah.
You got a 5-year-old, he can't learn the alphabet, get right in his face, break out crying, and say, how could you do this to me?
It'll work
make,
for me.
It'll make for a more fulfilling sex life when he or she grows up.
Q-R-S-T.
Right. Anything else in the...
Well, speaking of sex life, the New York Post again reports that sex therapists say stress can enhance lovemaking, and I quote, the flow of adrenaline triggered by stress creates a physical tension, yeah, that in the right amounts your body can translate into sexual arousal.
Did wonders for my last girlfriend.
Yeah, well, nothing new on that end. Save the Pennsylvania news or what?
And yeah, we got a little one from our any longtime listeners remember we used to have a little feature here called Den's Corner until little Den crawled off to die somewhere.
Well, he's back in the news.
He showed up in the news today. We have found the Denster.
Dateline, somewhere in Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania motorist driving to a club meeting lost his way and drove more than 100 miles to Long Island, where cops found him asking directions. Dennis Urenick, 34, Lehighton, left home about 5:30 p.m. Wednesday for a local Masonic Lodge meeting, said a Suffolk County spokesman. Urenick apparently lost his way and drove throughout the night. Dennis.
Well, maybe he'll find his way here.
That tree looks just like the Empire State Building, he thought to himself.
Oh, so much.
Dan, come home. We need you.
So much for the news. Anyway, we're counting down to a vibe report, so batten down the hatches, folks. We got a few minutes to kill. We haven't played a white record all day. But we'll remedy that.
Yeah.
know you found someone new. Because deep down inside, I know you tell the truth. You know I ain't no fool. I can surely take her in, but I'll just hang around. No coming back. You were born to be no good. Never be why I keep hanging around. And I know it can't be me. I can tell you're growing tall. I'm a man that's hard. But if you coming back, you've got to let one go, and it might be me. I've tried to fool myself and say it just got me.
They want to know the time, so to borrow the clock. They want to borrow some lard and a piece of meat. They want to borrow some sugar to make the coffee sweet. They want to borrow $2 until payday. They want to borrow the liniment to rub the pain away. You know my next door neighbor, about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and they want to borrow something all the time. You wanna watch the fight and try to pick a winner. You bought my television, come back and get my antenna. You bought a lawnmower, you bought an electric fan, you bought a vacuum cleaner and a garbage can. You bought a knife, fork, spoon and plate. You bought a calendar off the wall to keep up with the date. You know my next door neighbor about to make me lose my mind. You can't knock on my door unless you want to borrow something all the time. They worry me. From the dead. The barn's all right, but it's a natural fact. People like to borrow, but they won't pay back. You know my next door neighbor about to make me lose my mind. They can't knock on my door and they want to borrow something all the time. Get out, stay gone.
Down here with Billy Brown and the Curios and a little of that Please Please Baby. Heard Jerry McCain and Next Door Neighbor, The Killer with End of the Road, Ike Turner, No Coming Back, and Ricky Jones with Hate to Say Goodbye. Anyways, let's try something a little here. That's right. You know what that means, folks. It's time for the State of the Vibe Report. Let's bring it down a little bit. Hello.
Yo, Han.
The Roscoe. Woo. There's some manly oinkology, Roscoe.
Woo, yo, like...
Bending know, those strings.
Like, hello. What be the haps out there?
Oh, you know, a little of this, a lot of that.
You know.
Same day, different fit.
Hey, that was quite a little shindig you had going down there, you know?
Yeah, we were trying to get it right. I think I succeeded.
I kind of, you know, I was a little apprehensive about that place, but there was a lot of flesh happening. I kind of liked it.
It's necessary to my idea of a good time, I got to tell you that.
Yeah.
It was sort of like the other end of this sort of brown rice, sort of pits needing a shave, army boot kind of look that happens down here in the neighborhood sometimes.
Yeah, very little of the army boot thing. Yeah. More, it was the more spike-heeled crowd.
People weren't very natural,
ladies.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, the ladies were looking good last night. I'd like to congratulate them all. They were looking good. Roscoe. So we have a State of the Vibe report today?
Not really. It's just that it's spring, and the brown rice thing, you know, you can take anything to an extreme, brown rice also, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, the natural thing gets kind of frightening, especially under fluorescent light.
Especially when you live in New York City.
Yeah, like, which is not too much of a natural thing right there.
Yeah, now you're already smoking a pack, whether you're smoking a pack or not.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, I don't know, my vibe report is like...
Well, we agree with that vibe. That's the vibe for the spring, ladies.
Well, yeah, get out the high heels and the razor blade.
And men, too, you know, you can't be... We should, you know, for men, you guys can't be walking around with no sideburns and looking with your, you know, Converse. Get yourself some nice Air Jordan, something fresh. You know, look good for the ladies. Grow out them burns. Grow out those silly shaved around the ear hairdos.
Yeah. Just let it scraggle, man.
You need to get a good hairdo.
It's a good hair.
Like a man looking hairdo. It's throwing a baloney kind of hairdo. Yeah.
Ooh, there's some oinking. Well, yeah. Thanks a lot, Roscoe.
Okay,
you
well,
get out, you
we'll
get out there on the case.
Usual places.
Yes. The State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. And now it's, of course, the most appropriate time for us to vom. Looking for a little of that teenage head. Teenage head, please.
Yeah, bite it.
California born and bred. Half a boy and listen to the sounds of hell.
Shaking. Ha!
Hold on.
you must have learned that out there.
I'll tell you about a guy. He was a friend of mine. Had him a little baby. He thought things were fine. One day he came home after working hard. His girlfriend had a car parked in his front yard. The down payment was an early birthday present from her mom. And she said, you know, I've been wanting my own car for oh so long. And it'll really come in handy, honey. Just wait and see. And he said, sugar, if you really want it, it's all right with me.
Don't let your baby buy a car. Don't let your baby buy a car.
'Cause there she goes, there you are, there you are.
Don't let your baby buy a car.
Take me on a ride. Wash that car, and then she took her first trip down to Berwyn, you know, not too far, and then a night out with the girls, oh, just to have some fun, and then the houseplants started disappearing one by one, and he thought she was just kidding when she said enough's enough, because he got heavy into softball and took to dipping snuff. Pac-Man for drinks all night down at some old bar. But he swears everything was okay until she got that car.
Don't let your baby buy a car. Don't let your baby buy a car.
'Cause there she goes and there you are.
Somebody grab me.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah. Out here with a little homage there. The Sonics and Cinderella. We heard the Morels with Don't Let Your Baby Buy a Car. Send that one out to Lou, who filled in the Vibe Report a few weeks there. The MC5 with Shaken Street, the Sir Douglas Quintet. She's About a Mover. The Dictators and Weekend. We open up with the Flaming Groovies looking for some teenage head. Anyways, so we're just to give away a couple of A-Bones tickets there.
Yeah.
So,
the A-Bones versus Blues Land.
You pick the question, Il Bruce.
Oh, geez. A question of knowledge or a question of opinion? I've had it with people's opinions, man. That's all I've been getting all week.
Yeah, let's make it. Let's see if anybody knows something out there.
Hey, folks. What's Dave Righetti's springtime ERA so far?
Dave Righetti's springtime ERA.
Spring training ERA thus far.
Area code 201-266-7900. That's two tickets to see the A-Bones tonight at Tramps. Boy, the phone's just lighting up.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Well, I think folks are trying to figure out whether that's a question of knowledge or a punchline to a joke, you know?
ERA does not stand for Equal Rights Amendment, by the way.
No.
Anyways, you know what I really liked to see last night was the people doing the stroll. You don't see it too often. So we're going to go in a little stroll modality here with Chuck Willis, king of the stroll.
Gather around me, everybody. I'm going to tell you a story about Betty and Dupree. Betty told Dupree, I want a diamond ring. Lord, Betty told Dupree, I want a diamond ring. Dupree told Betty, I'll buy you anything. Dupree asked Betty, baby, will you be my wife? Lord, Dupree asked Betty, girl, will you be my wife? If I buy you that ring, you'll mind the rest of your life. God,
feels so good. there's my love strolling in the door. There's my love strolling in the door. Baby, let's go strolling by the candy store.
back in the jungle.
Hound here. This is Reverend Hound on the sound. Coming to you from listener-sponsored, we'll get to that in a minute, WFMU, East Orange. And no matter how you play the stroll, it still sounds pretty nasty.
Oui.
We heard Long John Hunter with Midnight Stroll, Kip Tyler and his flips with a little rumble rock, Hop Wilson, Fuss Too Much, The Diamonds with The Stroll, Chuck Willis, and Betty and Dupree, they're all just The Stroll. It's a fine dance, folks.
Really easy to do, and you can do it when you're drunk without falling over.
And it looks totally amazing when an entire room is doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
We got a wiener.
We have a wiener. Dave Righetti's earned run average is
1575, I think. Well, I looked it up before to make sure this guy was right.
Should have took the money and went to Japan, Davey.
There you go, bro. Yeah, no, I'd be, you know, hanging out with Dokken and stuff backstage if he had. It's kind of a shame in a way. Well, anyway, listener Mark, something we shouldn't say, so my little brother doesn't come in and claim the tickets, has won two free tickets to Tramps on 15th Street tonight to see the A-Bones and something called Bluesland.
Right. What the hell do you think Bluesland might be?
Well, Billy said it was a band with a rock critic in it, but he couldn't remember which rock critic it was. I mean, you'd think they're trying to do like a thing on Birdland, you know, Lester Bangs' group.
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, it's definitely sort of...
It's too ugly to think about.
Yeah.
Coming up next week and the week after that on WFMU, we have the Marathon. That's where we ask for your money, your fun tickets, for us to keep this going for another year. So stay in tonight, save your money, send it to the Hound, because when they see the riders in my new contract, the budget's going to double. I'm telling you. Anyway, we got to do another Soul Caboose this week, because every morning on Saturday, I wake up, I put on Soul Train, and I think that guy has not long to live. Don Cornelius, he looks embalmed.
Yeah.
And when he goes, I'm next in line for his job, I'm getting me a natural, and I'll be on TV, folks. So here's hoping Don Cornelius croaks.
What's your favorite radio station?
WFMU.
I like them. And I know my love is gone forever. But deep down in my heart, I'll love her.
Some of them buns.
In the heart of Africa, there's a little notorious animal called a fuya, and that's spelled F-U-Y-E-R, fuya. And in this song, we're going to be talking about the mother fuya, and a mother fuya is something else, so don't get me wrong. ¶¶
tight, don't you let me fall. I feel my mule kicking in your stall. Cause he's a kicking motherfucker. He's a kicking motherfucker. He's a stomping motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. Here's a hot dog and it never go cold. It's just right just to fit your role. Cause it's a fat motherfucker. It's a huge motherfucker. It's a stretching motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. I love my woman. I want to tell you the truth. I ain't gonna put up with the way she do. She done something that ain't gonna work. Me and her one just might get hurt. Cause I'm a bad motherfucker. I'm an evil motherfucker. I'm a rough motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. The monkey and the baboon was playing some up. The monkey win the money, but he was scared to pick it up. The monkey stumbled and the baboon fell. The monkey grabbed the money and he run like hell. Stabbing motherfucker. He was a drunken motherfucker. He was a skipping motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. Grandpa told Grandma last year, you're getting too old, honey, to shift your gear. Cause you're a stiff motherfucker. You're an old motherfucker. You're an ancient motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. I don't love my baby now. Tell you the reason why. She filled my pants full of red devil lie. And I was a warm motherfucker. I was a hot motherfucker. I was a smoking motherfucker. I swear I wouldn't tell a lie. A warm motherfucker. I was a hot motherfucker. I said I was a skipping motherfucker. And I'm a stretching motherfucker. Yeah, I won't tell a lie now.
This is a hit!
Lucille, are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? I'm gonna call Lucille right now. Ask her, cause when I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I wanna make love, she got female trouble. But that other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress, a skirt. When we go out, it's like two men out together. She wears her hair cut short, like mine. She don't have any tits, she don't wear makeup with high heels. And they laugh and whisper it out. Why don't he take her out? She like women just like he do. Now I notice, stares at. I just take young women clothes off with her eyes. Let's see. That number is 268-0777. Girl, we're a lesbian for 2 months? Damn. I don't know if she's a man or woman. She must be a... Hello, Phil. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister. Why you lesbian? You damn freak. You. She hung up on me. I hate all lesbians. I hate all lesbians. I want a woman. All women. And from now on, when I take a woman out,
waste time. I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. All I don't wanna see or hear a lesbian. Cause my sister is a lesbian.
Yeah. What can I say? Hound here.
I wonder what that makes his mother then.
Yeah. T. Valentine and Hello Lucille, the Hound's pick hit of the week. That was sent to us by J&H Productions.
Mm-hmm.
Chick Will pertaining to.
Yeah.
Lesbians. Chick Willis with a dirty mother fryer. Paul Gayton and Hot Cross Buns. Gene Chandler with Rainbow. He opened up with Tommy Tucker and Long Tall Shorty. Anyways, after that last record, I'm left without a thought in my little head. Anything on your mind, Ariel Bruce, our little color commentator?
No.
You want to plug any of these ridiculous things?
Well, I think I've pretty much beaten the A-Bones thing into the ground. As I said, folks, come and see me play guitar like I've never played it before. The Rat Bastards are highly recommended if you want to do the 14th Street, the M14 rock thing tonight. It's might actually be able to work it out. If you're going to come see the A-Bones, come for the second set. We don't do no good for the first set. And I think that pretty much wraps up today's color. I think today's color is like gray, you know.
That is the color. Next week, the marathon will be in very top, tip-top form for that, folks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be cajoling money out of you. In the meantime, haven't played this one in a while. My favorite.
Bottle.
I'm going to cover you, baby.
Steady till she gets ready. That chick's too young to fry.
Take her back to the barnyard. Let her go, just turn her loose. Way out there in the barnyard, where she'll grow up a better juice.
Hey boy, there'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready for fine. Stop your grind.
That chick's too young to fry.
Yeah. way out there in the barnyard, where she'll grow up a better use.
Hey boy, there'll come a time, one day by and by,
she'll be ready for prime. Stop your crying,
that chick's too young to cry. That chick's too young to cry.
Drunk.
What you say, boy?
Drunk.
I can't hear you, boy.
Drunk.
Did you say drunk?
Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mean old bottle, they call moonshine. Red with wine, so mellow and fine. Home all night with the swimming in the head. Breeze full of pillow, that's a whole darn bed. Drunk.
What you say?
Drunk.
I can't hear you, boy.
Drunk.
Did you say drunk?
Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
It's a low-down dog life's been on a bar. Dust till dawn, and that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Go home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk.
Say that again, boy.
Drunk.
Say it again.
Drunk.
Speak up, boy.
Drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Gin is a drink, so mellow and slow. Get a little taste if you want some more. Start out walking and just can't go. Reach for the knob at the hard-earned door. Drunk.
What you say, boy?
Drunk.
I can't hear you, boy.
Drunk.
Speak louder.
Drunk.
Oh, yeah. Ain't the Sunday morning my head is sore. Get out of that bed and open that door. Whiskey gin and wine so doggone fine now, honey. Ain't for one more time.
Yeah.
ground. Blooded my nose. Gave me stab wound from my head to my toes. Searched for my wallet. Took my money from me. A cut and dry case of highway robbery. They lift me from the ground. Took off my clothes. What was coming next? Well, heaven only knows. They opened my mouth, took my gold teeth from me. A cut and dry case of highway robbery.
I'd swim to the bank and crawl right home to you. Yeah.
Ain't I love you, baby? 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 Ain't I love you, baby?
body way down deep, but my spirit will ride to you.
So much for the cart deck, eh?
Yippee.
Where's my meanwhile back in the your mama's house?
Meanwhile?
Oh, Link Ray. Well, couldn't figure out the chord, so they figure why make them sing it twice? Ain't that loving you, baby? Wild Jimmy Spruill with Scratchin', Bobby Fry and Highway Robbery, Mickey and Sylvia with Dearest, J.R.N., J.W. Brown, Myra Gale Lewis's dad and uncle. Uncle Daddy. Drunk.
Myra Gale Lewis's pimps.
Yeah. The Prisoners with That Chick's Too Young to Fry. We opened up with Roy Hall and Blood O' Love. Anyways, well, we're completely out of subjects to talk about, or are we not?
Let's talk about the imminent arrival of that pizza.
Let's
talk to Nick.
Nitro Nick has a
party. Oh, yeah, happy St. Paddy's Day, all you Irish, you illegal Irish immigrants.
Right, all our little Irish immigrant friends.
All my favorite bike messengers and bartenders and stuff, you guys.
This
on the 17th, we're going to phone you in.
This St. Patrick's Day, is it a full moon or something like that?
It was really crazy last year. I was working and getting, like, you know, screamed at and bottles thrown at me and stuff.
Okay, when St. Patrick's Day comes this Thursday, don't all you people come in Manhattan bugging me and getting drunk and puking on my front doorstep, because we do have automatic weapons this year. We are fighting back.
Yeah, last year to us by the IRA.
Last year I stayed in the house. This year I have a machine gun mount on the front of my building.
A withering crossfire, actually, with Roscoe on the other one.
Mm-hmm. In fact, from my roof I can hit McSorley's. Anyway,
walking in those mortar rounds, folks.
Let's get
back. Kaboom, it ain't thunder.
Getting back to the music. Here's a guy who ended up as a hose assembler. I don't know why I think this is interesting, but send that out to all you hose assemblers with Mr. Lafayette the Thing Thomas.
And hoses.
Guitarist, hose assembler, rock man.
Thank you.
sofa. It's up on the floor. You don't have to worry because the lock is on the door. Well, come on now, we'll jump into the heart of town. You don't have to worry because there ain't no cops around.
Bright lights, wine, women and song. Everything you want is right here on Broadway.
Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound on WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change your dial, I will break your fingers.
On it, Broadway, be there.
listen to the sounds of hell.
Where you going that time, Pop?
Thank you.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Yeah. Well, down here. That was Arthur Alexander, Pretty Girls Everywhere, getting that time of year. Smiley Lewis with Shame, Shame, Shame. The Upsetters, Where You Going There, Sapphire. Howl and Wolf with Do the Do. The Sly Fox, Tired of Begging. Hop Wilson rocking in a coconut top. Opened up with Lafayette, The Thing. Thomas died as a hose assembler. Jumping in the heart of town.
How the mighty do fall.
Well, they did the Richie Valens story. Lafayette Thomas is obviously the next in line.
Well, we're hard at work on the soundtrack for the Chan Romero story. The A-Bones, that is.
Yeah, I understand Norton Records has the soundtrack rights to that.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, nice freaking out with you guys, but
yep.
We're off. Another week, Glorious is up next.
With
next
White week, Zombie.
The F with White, special guest, White Zombie. And next week we'll be back with the marathon, so get ready to write them checks. I'd like to thank our road manager, Nitro Nick, color commentator, Il Bruce,
yo.
Julie, who came down to say hi, and Eddie G for that for the tip
very, very
on T. Valentine.
Yeah.
Give you A-Bones tonight at Tramps.
Come and drink with Eamon the Demon, breakfast. The only Irish guy in New York that's legal.
If you fall asleep in the table and wake up tomorrow, you'll see Breakfast George at Tramps.
Uh-huh.
The Rat Bastards at The Strip.
Thanks, Gary.
Hey, we're gone.
Ah!